Blog Talk Radio.
And glory, honor, and praises to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am yours truly, Pastor Hayward Wilson, and I am coming to you tonight from the Disciples of Christ Global Church Outreach Ministry out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA, and through my Blog Talk Radio with Agape Broadcast. I thank God that he blessed us to be able to come on the airwaves tonight. Praise God to share his truth along with his so great a people. Praise God, it's been a while since we've been on Blog Talk Radio, and since we came back, we see that there have been some changes. Praise God. So it'll take a little time for us to get back in the groove. God, the changes that have been made. Thank God that he enabled us tonight to be able to come before you with this dynamite message that God has laid on my heart. Amen. And so I'd like to speak with you tonight from the Word of God. And my subject will be, does God hate? Now, some may ask, how is it possible for God to hate if he is full of love? Well, yes. In the book of Romans, the 5th chapter and 8th verse, it does say that God commended his love towards us, even while we were yet sinners. And that is true. And also, it does sound like, that sound like the Bible being contradictory when the scriptures say that God's supposed to be a God of love, but yet he does hate. Well, if we take a look in the book of Psalms, the 5th chapter and 5th verse, and it said, these are the words of God. He said, the boastful shall not stand before him, before his eyes. For he hates evildoers. God is a truthful and a holy and a righteous God. So therefore, God cannot look upon sin. That's why when our Lord and Savior went to the cross and he took the sins of the world upon his shoulder, praise God, and he was bruised with our iniquity and took the chastisement of our peace upon him, God could not look upon his son, even though he loved him, and he loved him dearly, but he couldn't look upon him because of sin. It wasn't that he turned his back on it, but he just couldn't look upon the sin that Jesus had taken upon himself. Praise God. And by God being a true and a pure and a holy God, he did not take pleasure in wickedness. And like he said, neither shall evil please him. So let's take a look at the 6 things that God hates. And the 7th that are abomination to him. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 17 through 19, that he hates a proud look. That is to say, people who look upon themselves and think that they are better than others, and that others cannot touch them because they is all that. Praise God. But see, and to God, he hates that kind of spirit. Because that's a spirit of pride, and God can't stand pride. Amen. Praise God. And the Word of God also lets us know that God hates a lying tongue. For he said in Proverbs 19:5, those that go around spreading false witness and making all kind of false accusations and stuff against others, God let it be known that they shall not go unpunished. And he that speaketh those type of lies, they shall not escape the judgment, according to Proverbs 19:9. Praise God. See, and God also hates a hand that sheds innocent blood, and those that take lies without just cause. Even the life of innocent children are being taken. This God hates. As he stated in his word, we cannot give life. And therefore, it displeases God when we take the life of someone else without cause. That's why he said, praise God, that thou should not kill. You look around, you see killing taking place all around you. Like we're living in a battle zone. People just taking people's lives for no cause. But that did not please God. God hates that. And God also lets it be known that he hates ungodly sexual relationships, like adultery, fornication, and all other ungodly sexual activity relationships that is not according to God's divine order of marriage between a man and a woman. These things God hates. And he also unfair business dealing. And he hates these things because they're an abomination to him. And they are contrary to his nature. God is a righteous God and a holy God. Therefore, all these things is against his nature. Amen. Because these things are sinful. There's abomination before God. But there's a lot of people who think that all of these abominations, abominated acts, were back in the Old Testament days and the Old Testament under the Old Testament law, such as the book of Leviticus and Deuteronomy. Oh yes, that is true. But we are not, even though we are not living under the Old Testament law any longer. Because we are now under grace, God's grace. Yes, that is so true. We are under God's grace. But even so, God's nature does not change. God still is a righteous and a holy and a God that cannot stand sin. Amen. Because he is so righteous and holy. And he cannot stand and look upon it. Sin, like I said, sin really sent a stink into his nostrils. And so, because of our sinful nature, it has separated us from our God, according to the prophet Isaiah. Amen. And like it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, did you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Paul says that we are not to be deceived. For neither the ungodly sexuality and immoral or adultery, nor adultery, and people who have relationship with same sex partners, they are barred from the kingdom of God. They will not inherit God's kingdom in the way they would get in, because these all these sinful activities is against God's nature. Amen. He can't stand sin, and he thinks it's sinful, but he thinks, praise God, is abomination for him. And he goes on to say all these ungodly acts are true. But the Bible also said in Romans 3:23 that we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Yes, every last one of us. There's none righteous, no, not one. Only Jesus, the righteous one that ever set foot upon this earth. And all the rest of us were sinned and came short of God's glory because each and every one of us was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. In Romans chapter 2, verse 12, let us know when they say, for as many have sinned without the law, shall perish, although that sin without the law, praise God, shall perish without the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged under the law, because God is a righteous God and a just God, and he will judge all activities. He will judge the good as well as the bad. Yes, he will. Amen. Praise God. And the word says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, and this is what it says, the wages of sin is death. Praise God, whether you're without the law or whether you're under the law, we will be judged for all our activities, whether they be righteous or sinful. Amen. But thank God that we're knowing that, praise God, if it just don't stop there, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal salvation. Praise God, God has made a way of escape from under the penalty of sin to buy the gift of salvation. And that is unmerited favor that was granted to us while we were yet all yet sinners. Amen. We all ought to thank God for the gift of salvation through our Lord and Savior. As the scripture says in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But all those that fail to believe and do not believe, they should not have eternal life, but they shall receive judgment, which is eternal death. Amen. Now, Can you imagine a gift that is given freely without payment? You know the scriptures lays a considerable, praise God, an emphasis on our salvation as a gift given by God to sinful, undeserving men and women. Because none of us can say we deserve the gift of salvation. No. There's nothing we can buy, nothing we can earn by work. Because, praise God, we can't pay for it, and praise God, we can't work our way into God's kingdom. We got to come one way, and that is through by Jesus. Yes, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way that we can get to God or get into the kingdom of God except through by him. Amen. Yes. He is the one that is shedding his precious blood. It was him who knows no sin, but yet he became sin for a lost generation of people who was guilty and who really was to serve in time for their punishment, which would be in eternal hell. Amen. But yet Jesus took our sins upon his shoulder when he went to that cross on Calvary. And he was bruised with blood, nicotine, took the chastisement of peace upon him, like I said, and he prayed God by his stripes. We can declare our healing, spiritual as well as physical, if we stand on the word and believe. But the scripture said that God is a just God and a faithful God. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. As the word says, if we repent with a godless heart before him, that he is faithful and just to forgive us for all our unrighteousness. Yes, yes, yes. According to 1 John 1:9, says that we confess our sins before him. Amen. He's faithful and just to forgive. But we have to do it from a sorrowful heart and a true heart of repentance. Amen. And we do that, we repent with a godly sorrow heart and ask Jesus to come in our lives. Praise God, he would do just that. Yes, yes. He will come in and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness as we truly were to repent with a godly sorry heart and ask him to come in our lives. Confess our sins before him and all men for the world is free. Praise God and turn away from thy wicked ways. Praise God, praise God. And I'd like to ask the question tonight. Are you one of those that feel like Jesus is knocking at your door? Or at the door of your heart? If so, all you have to do then is just invite him to come in. Don't block him out. Just ask him to come in to your heart and become Lord of your life. And take away all the wrong that you have done in the past. And let him put it in the seal of forgiveness. Praise God, praise God. And then I guarantee you tonight, if you ask Jesus to come in, he will come in and clean you up from all your sinful ways. Amen. And he will take you and put you on a robe of righteousness, cleanse you through the blood that he shed, just like you never sinned before. But you have to be godly sorry and repent with a godly sorry heart and just turn your life over to him. And I guarantee you, because if you just to open up your heart and accept him and let him in, he will save you and he will cleanse you and he will praise God, like I say, put a robe of righteousness upon you. And you'll be before God like you never sinned before. And all these things that God hates will be taken away, be blotted out, put it in the sea of forgiveness, not to be remembered anymore by God. But until then, yes, God do hate these things. And they are abomination unto him, all these things that you hear tonight that do not please God is abomination unto him. Praise God. So I just like to encourage all of you tonight, if you have not decision to turn from your from this old sinful ways and turn to God, please do so. Repent and ask God to come into your body. And I guarantee you he will. And that is the message the Lord is on my heart tonight to share with you. And I am Pastor Haywood Wilson, and I'd like to just say to all of you, may you continue on in the faith, those that are in Christ. And may God continue to bless all. Praise God until we come together again. And be safe in Jesus from this coronavirus. Love you all in Christ.